Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
Greetings, everyone. You're listening to Lush Radio Online, and we're live right now, but you're listening to the Queens of Street Queens, the movement. And you know how we do. We always have a panel of women, always talking about issues that affect us in our society of women, or in general, just our community, and, you know, just strong issues that we're passionate about. We talk about that on Lush Radio Online. And also, we also talk about all kinds of different things live on the show. Make sure you log on to www.streetqueensthemovement.com and also email us at streetqueensmovement@gmail.com and you can get some information about that. And also thanks to our sponsors, E2K Magazine Online, and also ohanashop.com. So check those out when you guys can. And I'm going to go ahead and go to some music. And we're going to be talking about being a vegetarian and a vegan. That's what we're going to be talking about on the show. Because a lot of you got different misconceptions about, you know, being a vegan and different things. So that's what we're going to be talking about the show. And also on top of that, we're also going to be talking about, it's Earth Day today. So we're going to be talking about Earth Day and everything like that and being a vegan. So we're going to talk about all of that stuff in a few seconds. We're going to go ahead and go to some music, and we'll be back on Street Queens, the Movement.
See this right here? I know y'all ain't ready for this. Mia X, Brandy.
I'm a work in progress. I'm a seed growing into a flower. I'm a stone that's rising. I'm getting stronger with every hour. And God knows I ain't perfect. Tell me who in the world is. All I know is that I'm searching for somebody to love me with.
These parts of God, they're a part of who I am.
You try to do everything that you ask me to. How you like my hair, what I better not wear. And you ain't like my mom and them. You ain't really warm around my mom and them. You know I told a few bags and make a few scars. But I ain't never made you feel not by far. That I ain't got a flaw, don't acknowledge my issues. But you know I was with you. Stop from coming at you like daycare's over. Living in your bags of bacon soda. It's just over, it's just over.
Emma E2K, you are now tuned in to Street Queens, the Movement.
That's what it is, and yes, you are now tuned in to Street Queens, the Movement, and we're always talking about issues that face our community and women and the youth. So tonight we're talking about, you know, Earth Day. It's Earth Day. You celebrate Earth Day, and also we're talking about the misconceptions of being a vegetarian or a vegan. You know, a lot of people think that just because you're a vegetarian, you're eating grass, but it's not always true. So we might have a couple of vegetarians, and we're talking about eating healthy, you know, because we have, America is the number one country in the world that actually, you know, has a high rate of obesity, you know, a lot when it comes to children and different things like that. So I'm not saying, hey, change totally and be a vegan, but hey, look out for what you eat. So we're going to also have Emma Live on the line, our president of Street Queens, the movement. Peace, Queen. How you doing today?
Peace, Queen.
How you doing today, girl? Man, I'm alive,
so I'm grateful. I'm alive, you know. I'm alive. I'm free. I can practice freedom, so hey.
Thank God for freedom, and thank God for you being alive, because, you know, a lot of people definitely love you, and we love you on Street Queens, the movement, and you definitely hold us down over here, you know. So you got any shout-outs to anything, you know, kind of people want to salute or anything that you want to just shout out before we start talking about Earth Day and just being a vegetarian?
Man, you're always putting me a blast like that. And I got to get some emails like, you didn't shout my name. But I do want to shout out, though, there's a church, a new church on 467 East 138th Street, which is located in the Bronx. They call Cry Out Loud Ministry. You can check them out at www.cryoutloudministries.ny.org, and the reason why I'm bigging them up is because they are feeding their community. They give out free food, so I believe it's once a week you can actually go there and get a meal. They're giving like canned foods and stuff. So if anyone wants to donate and help them out to this, you know, this great cause that they're doing, so they can keep feeding the community, please check them out on the website. Or contact Roxanne at 347-962-6125. You know, Street Queens, the movement, always supports, you know, everything that's positive, and they're definitely doing a positive thing by, you know, feeding their communities and not only blessing them, but also, you know, giving them a place that they can go and get a meal. So I thought that was definitely one of the big them up. So that's Cry Out Loud Ministries. Please check them out.
That's what's up. And we're going to keep on throwing that information out there for the people, you know, as we go on with the show. Like I said, everybody knows today is Earth Day. That means, you know, we got to really, you know, think about our environment, you know, the hazardous pollution we got going on over there, the cutting down of a lot of trees. You know, and we just got to thank God for, you know, the earth itself, because this is where we live at. That doesn't mean go ahead and roll up some herb, which is natural from the ground, and smoke up a tree. But
It means recycling,
yes.
Conserving energy.
Yes.
You know that there's a homemade, actually, cleaner, all-purpose homemade cleaner, and the way it's made is you squeeze Dawn dishwashing liquid, right? You squeeze 8 ounces of vinegar in an 8-ounce water in a 16-ounce squirt bottle. The vinegar inhibits mold, and the Dawn cuts grease, and it's non-toxic.
Make
cleaner there, and you know, and it's good for the environment.
That's a tip for the day. We're talking about, you know, how can we help the environment, talking about, you know, vegans, you know, and vegetarians, and what's the misconception? I mean, they're not just eating grass, they're eating some other type of food, man. So we're gonna talk about it. And there's several types of vegetarians, you know, it's not just one. So open up your mind. We got another caller on the line. Caller from the 917. You're live on Street Queens, the movement. Peace.
Peace. You got the supersized vegetarian in the house.
What's up, baby?
baby. You got the supersized vegetarian in the house. Because you know what I say. The cows eat grass and they get fat. Don't get it twisted. I maintain my girly figure by eating nuts, grains, fruits, greens, no meat, no animal product. That's how I'm living.
That's what it is.
Put on weight.
That's what it is. And Lynx, what, you know, because we got Emma is that she actually gave me some vegetarian sausage when I went to Philly, and it was actually good, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And misconception is that you think that, you know, all you're eating is just, you know, beets and nuts, but, you know, they got vegetarian hot dogs, vegetarian chicken nuggets, all kinds of stuff. I still am contemplating how they make it and stuff, but it's possible, and I've eaten it before, so I'm like, wow, it's like really fascinating. But Lynx, what made you turn on to be a vegetarian, and what kind are you? Because there's several types.
Well, I'm the vegetarian who won't eat any animal products. I don't eat cheese. I don't eat meat. I don't eat fish. I don't eat milk. I drink almond milk. I don't drink cow's milk. That's the kind of vegetarian I am. I'm not a straight vegan. Once in a while, I'll get some egg white. Once in a while, I might have a piece of fish, but it's few and far in between. And the reason I chose to be a vegetarian was a couple of reasons, but mostly for the ethical treatment of animals. Now, I'm not feeling PETA on their little, you know, their little comments about big people trim the fat by becoming a vegetarian, because that's ignorant, because I'm a vegetarian, and I happen to gain weight being a vegetarian. I'm trying to lose it now. Because you can gain weight. Supernova Slam, who you all know, is working with me. He's got a book out called The Remedy, and I'm following The Remedy Plan, which is a 5-week detox, rebuild the body and mind. And he was like 120 pounds, and he went all the way up to 200 pounds on a vegan diet. And so it's of course, my problem always has been, even when I wasn't a vegetarian, is portion control. So I have trouble with that. So, you know, just because, don't show me an organic, an organic carrot cake, because I'm going in. I'm going in. And then when it's done and there's one little crumb left, I'm just going to look at you and say, hey, it's organic. And that's my problem. That's my problem, and that's why I gained the weight, because I like my vegan treats. Now, you know, you can gain weight, you can lose weight. It depends on how you do it. But I chose, because of ethical treatment of animals, I don't like, you know, my grandfather, let me put you all on to this. My grandfather, when he came from Costa Rica, and I tried to feed him Purdue chicken, he pushed the plate back at me, and I was getting offended. I'm trying to take care of my grandfather, and he keeps, you know, turning down my food. And then he told me, you see that chicken on that plate? That chicken lives in a cage with other chickens. He lives a miserable life. He doesn't see the sun. He doesn't soak up the sun. He doesn't eat the grass. He doesn't walk around on mud. He doesn't walk around on the ground. He's living a miserable life, and then he dies a miserable death. And then you put him on my plate and want me to eat that energy. That chicken didn't live a good life, and I'm going to go and eat that sick chicken. I don't want it. So
wow.
When he started talking, this is way before I'm in Nova, like I've been on this for a while, and it's because it's true. The pigs are all, you know, the chickens, their beaks are cut off. They're pumped with steroids so that they can be bigger. That's why when you go to the supermarket and you see Purdue, I don't know if Purdue per se, but you see the chickens that have the big, humongous leg, and you're like, damn, that's a big chicken leg. And you're going to go for it because it don't cost that much. Like, damn, I'm going to go in on this. That's not normal. They ain't supposed to be that big. So, and that's why our children, and that's why the phenomenon you be seeing the white girls with booties now, thank you, chickens. Thank you, hormones in the meat. Them white girls need to bow down and thank that because, you know, before that, they wasn't getting all that. And plus the racism mixing, but, you know, what I'm saying, there's a variety of reasons. Let's not get it twisted. But there's a variety of reasons to become a vegetarian. But mine was for the ethical treatment of animals. And then I kind of, you know, I'm a huge fan of Bob Marley, and there was a saying that he always said, which was, "I don't, you know, yay me be the cemetery for dead animals," meaning he's ingesting death, and he wasn't going to be a cemetery of dead animals. And when you think of it, they're walking around, they're alive 1 minute, they're looking at you, they're blinking, they give birth, they have children, and then we eat them. It's you know, to me, it's a little inhumane, but I don't judge nobody. I even cook it every day here. My parents are still eating it, you know. They've cut back a lot, but, you know, that's why I chose to be a vegetarian. And I thought becoming a vegetarian, I was going to lose all this weight. But like I said, I ended up gaining. I ended up gaining because they, it's organic. It's natural. Give me more.
Well, Emma, what made you decide to become a vegetarian, huh?
Wow, well, all my life, you know, I was raised for the holidays and stuff. You ate, you know, your pork shoulder and you had the turkey and, you know, with all the seasoned meat and stuff. I would go travel Puerto Rico and, you know, actually they would put the pig and we were sitting there while they grinding it and burning it. And that was like a big special thing, you know. Anything big always consists of us running to a pig, you know, to cook it and everybody eat it and everybody stuff themselves. But I've always had, since I would consume it, but I would notice that I would get sick after it. And I never really knew what it was, and I didn't understand. As I got older, I kind of, you know, started understanding that every time I eat, you know, pork and stuff like that, it really damages me. Like, I was suffering from, you know, let the world know, constipation and all that, and because I wasn't digesting that right, and I still didn't understand it. Now I had a lot of friends that were 5%ers, and they were telling me, you know, you shouldn't be eat pork. But nobody really sat down to explain to me. It was just, oh, you shouldn't eat pork, and you shouldn't eat pork. Yeah, well, why shouldn't I eat pork? Can you explain to me what the reason is not to eat pork? And one of my friends sat down and broke it down to me. You know, that saying that they say, you are what you eat, really kind of stuck to me. I was like, wow, let me really investigate what I'm really eating, you know. And I've been to pig farms and all that. You know, my grandmother used to have an actual pig in the back where we would, you know, I would actually go with the bucket after everybody ate everything. They would put it in a bucket all together, and it would stink like hell. And I would take it to the back of it to feed the pig. And I'm like, wow. So everything that they eat, then we in turn eat that pig, and that's what we consume, and that's what's getting us sick. And we don't even, you know, realize it. So, you know, of course, 2 and 2 made 4. And I made the decision to leave pork alone. And I stopped eating pork, and in one month, I kid you not, I didn't suffer from constipation anymore. I had a problem with my stomach kind of always being kind of swollen up due to the pork. When I stopped eating pork, my stomach even slimmed down. I lost weight, and I felt better. My energy was up, and then I started just leaving everything else alone. And I was kind of in between both worlds, you know. Every now and then I would have maybe a little piece of chicken, you know, like chicken salad or whatever, and then I would go like maybe 2 months without it. And it took a period like about a year, because this is like a process, because this is a lifestyle, you know. This is not just, oh, it's cute, let me do it this week, and then now let me let it go. It's a whole process. It's a whole mental, psychological, physical process that you have to let your body kind of adjust to all this. So it took a process of between a year that I was in between both worlds. And then finally, where I'm at now is that I don't eat no meat at all. But I do eat eggs once in a while. That's one thing that I'm still having to let go of. Once in a while I do, you know, eat eggs. I don't eat any seafood, but then again, I never did because I'm allergic to it. I just found out that I can eat a certain fish every now and then for the omega, because you need, you know, the omega-3. So, and I mix it up with vitamins and stuff like that, but I don't get hungry, you know, and anywhere I go, I find something to eat. Let's say even McDonald's, you know, my kids eat McDonald's. I sit there. I don't have to order really anything. I can order some fries, and be good with that, you know, certified. That's not good neither, but I'm just saying that I try to adjust wherever I go. I don't make other people feel uncomfortable from my choice. You know, I don't, you know, it's my choice, my personal choice. It's helped me out a lot. I feel much healthier. You know, my numbers are up. I'm 42 years old, and if you look at me, I look as sexy as hell. And it's because of my skin, you know, my skin just is like, it just did an incredible change. I don't have none of the blackheads and the pimples like I used to be suffering from. I have to be scrubbing my face to get rid of that. I don't have that. And it just shows in your skin. You can tell in your skin right away. When you stop eating meat, you just take a look at your skin and all that. The meat makes you old. It gets you old. Yeah, it gets you old. And you could tell a person that eats meat and doesn't eat meat, you can just tell right off. They glow and stuff like that. You can just tell.
Their eyes are brighter. Their hair shinier. Their nails are naturally long. Mm-hmm.
Well, you already see my nails, so. and the hair grows very fast. And it's just day and night. It's just day and night. And it's just healthy for you, you know. Like you have said earlier, Lush, you know, we are society that's, with our children and all that, are getting so fat that it's just disgusting. But we have to take account of what we're putting, you know, in our systems. You know, if you don't feel good with it, if you don't digest it right, then why are you going to keep abusing your body like that? You know, your body is your temple. You know, you have to take care of that. You have to take care of home, because if you don't take care of your health and how you feel and all that, you cannot be able to function.
Emma, I think it's hard to interrupt. We got a caller on the line. We're talking about, you know, first we got to, you know, thank God it's Earth Day. You know, we celebrate the Earth, but we need to celebrate it every day. But we're talking about health, you know, eating healthy, and a misconception about being a vegan and being a vegetarian in general. And I'm going to give you basically the definitions of the different types and why people choose to be vegetarians. At 347, you're live on Street Queens, the Movement. Peace.
Lush, what up? What's going on, everybody? It's TDI. What's going on?
What up?
Shelly, what's going on?
Hey, nothing much. We're talking about, you know, the misconceptions. Talking about misconceptions of being, you know, vegans, you know, being a vegetarian versus, you know, a meat eater. Not saying that, you know, we basically saying, oh, you got to stop eating meat, but, you know, it's all about to each his own what you decide to do, but it's just the misconception, like, they don't just eat beets and nuts and stuff like that. And if you know anybody that's a vegan and stuff, and you know the fact that, you know, the United States has the biggest count of obesity in the world. So, but how do you feel about that, though, TDI?
I'm going to keep it real, man. I am not. I love my pork. I love all that. I'm a reckless eater, man. I really, really need to reconsider, man, and start getting my healthy eat on right, man, because I'm just reckless with it. Like, I don't care what I eat, man, as long as I'm full. So I'm
but
the wrong guy to be talking about healthy.
Do you feel comfortable after that? Like, after you stuff yourself, how do you feel, you know?
I mean, I'm so used to eating like this. I guess if I do go, like, a month with just, like, straight healthy food and all that, I'll notice a difference.
Right.
But I really don't know what's out there if I never tried it, you know what I'm saying? I never went a whole month just eating straight vegetables and, you know what I mean, baked, you know, everything's not fried.
Go slow. Do a week. Don't do a month. Do a week and you'll tell. In a week,
you're right.
You will tell.
I really want to do that, man. I want to really set myself to do that.
Well, you know, peace, King. This is Lynx over here on the line, Superstar Spanish Law. How you doing?
What's going on, huh?
Well, I'm good. Good, Pop. I just wanted to salute you for saying that you wanted to make the change because, you know, it's hard to give up those things because sometimes we develop attachments to food, you know,
right.
Because we, you know, Big Mama made this and Granddaddy made that, so, you know, we don't want to give it up. We attach it to a certain situation and feeling in our family. So, you know, salute to you for wanting to make the change. It's just about getting your mind right because if the mind ain't right, nothing works. But let me give you all some statistics, okay?
Right.
According to the Office of Minority Health, about 1 in 4 African-American women are overweight or obese. and nearly 20% of African-American children ages 6 to 17 are termed obese. This means that 20% of our children are at high risk for high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, and a slew of other obesity-associated diseases.
Wow.
And, you know, we're in a state of emergency. The hip-hop community, MC Breed, dead at 37, kidney failure, Jay Dilla, dead at 32, cardiac arrest, Big Pun, dead at 28, heart attack, Nate Dogg, 40, two strokes, 38, partially paralyzed, Alonzo Mourning, he's 40 years old with kidney disease and a kidney transplant at age 33, Missy Elliott is 38 with high blood pressure, takes pills daily, Ghostface Killer was diagnosed at 26 with type 1 diabetes. Little Boozy, diagnosed at age 20 with diabetes. He takes insulin 3 times a day. Angie Stone, 48, type 2 diabetes and high blood pressure. And how about Holly Berry, 43, type 1 diabetes?
That's
wow.
Crazy. Wow.
Very informative, very, very informative and crazy.
And
wow.
That's only a short list of the famous people who allowed their health status to be public. So it clearly shows us that we don't have to be old. We don't have to be poor, we don't have to be overweight or living in the hood to be sick.
Right.
That's real talk.
This can happen to anyone and no one is exempt. Everyone is vulnerable to the diseases. And you know, it took me a long time to come to terms with it and try to make the changes because I'm you know, if something happens to me, ain't nobody gonna pick up the flag and take care of my daughter. Her father has kidney cancer. My parents are old and they're not well, and you know, it's we gotta look at what we're doing to ourselves. We're you know we're patronizing these industrial kitchens, the government kitchens. We're going in these places and we're eating up, and we're dying. You know, this
very
generation
true.
May not outlive their parents.
That's real talk. And you know, the sad thing about it is that, you know, what's crazy is that the way that the economy and the way that the government sets it up, it's easy for them to kill us with quick things that we can buy because we're in a recession. But when it comes to healthy food, when we're trying to get it, some of the stuff is way more expensive when you go into the grocery store than the stuff that they use to kill us with, you know. And that's the sad thing about it, you know.
Oh, yeah, and there's classism. Why are the supermarkets in the hood, it's hard to find the soy sausages, but you will find a pack of 8 hot dogs for 99 cents. Like, what is in that shit? What is in that shit?
But you know what, too, that's also messed up, that in the hood, we'll do that. We'll buy the 99 cents for all those hot dogs and all that. But yet, in the same hood, we'll go to the store and buy a pair of boots that cost us $200. You know,
talk about it.
That could get scuffed and all that just when we're in the club or just walking in outside the street to get scuffed and all of a sudden. It's not worth $200 no more, but we won't spend that amount of money in our health and what we consume, you know, to be healthy. So that stuff, when they say that the prices are too high for to eat better, that's negative. You know what I'm saying? That's negative because as soon as I turned a vegetarian and I started shopping like more healthier, I still spend the same amount of money. I just got to know what to shop and what to buy. But I still spent, as a matter of fact, I saved money because most of the money was going on the pack of chuletas and the pork shoulder and all that. So I save on that because I don't buy that anymore. So actually, I've saved more money, and that money that I save, it goes to if I have to pay a little dollar, $2 more for that, for the goat milk or whatever, then that's what I'm going to do because that, in turn, I'm going to benefit from that. You know what I'm saying? Not the company itself, but me, myself, I'm going to benefit from it. I'm going to live longer. I'm going to look even more good. You know what I'm saying? At my age, I've done seen girls half my age.
Look how raggedy.
They can't even stand next to me. And I'm not just saying that, you know, as in a conceited fashion. I will put it to the test. I've been out there to the clubs and all that. I see these young girls, early 20s, that look like they're 50-something years old. You know, they look like they're trying to eat all that food.
It's a lifestyle.
Eating all that food,
You know what happens when you go to the club, when you get out the club, where you going to the diner? What you getting? Bacon, home fries, and fried eggs, and toast and butter.
Ladies, 1 second. We got two callers on the line. I'm going to go ahead and bring them in so they can, you know, comment on some of the things we discussed. And we also got our King TVI Live on the line with us. Ebony, peace. What do you feel about the situation? 646, I'm going to bring you in a second. Ebony, what do you think about it?
The difference between the vegans and the vegetarians and living a new lifestyle, I think is very imperative. But I think that people need to be educated because there are misconceptions with it. You know, someone who's getting ready to start off and trying to change their lifestyle and, you know, subtract pork from there. I think that maybe, you know, if you can't do it all the way because financially you're not able to or what have you, then just take something away at a time. Like, so stop eating pork, you know, eliminate something out of your diet, you know, at one at a time. So when you can see the difference between not having pork in your system anymore, and then you can try to eliminate beef. But I think if someone who's not disciplined and haven't been doing this for a while, I think it's going to be kind of hard for them to do it because, A, they don't know the sources to where to go to, and, B, they don't know the substitutes. So it needs to be, you know, maybe if someone's going to do it, maybe they can do a buddy system or something. So because, you know, it's like exercising. When you want to go, say, I want to go on a diet and I want to start exercising, you lose your motivation because, you know, some people are not self-motivated. So, you know, I just think that maybe more awareness should be made out there and, you know, on the front line for people who don't know that can get the knowledge that they need.
Mm-hmm. It's true. In moderation, everything in moderation, everything in moderation.
Mm-hmm. That's definitely
everything
true.
Everything in moderation. What the sister just said, what Ebony just said, is very important because you can't go without having knowledge. Just by thinking you know what to do is the right thing, you know, you can end up hurting yourself. So it's always good to have a guideline. There's books, like I was talking about, Supernova's book, The Remedy. There's Heal Thyself. There's all these books that go into detail on how you can wean yourself off, because you have to wean yourself. Like, if you're 30 years old, that's 30 years of impacted waste, you know, hanging around. That's 30 years of habit. That's 30 years of emotional attachment to the food. So it has to be weaned off, and the sister hit it right on the money.
Definitely. And we got a caller from the 646-353. You're live on Street Queens, The Movement. We're talking about healthy eating, the misconception of being a vegetarian, and saying, hey, it's Earth Day. What's up? 646.
What's going on, family? This is your boy Swag up in this mouth.
What's up,
Swag? Yo, what's good? How y'all doing?
Hold on. If everybody doesn't know, Swag has been a long patron of Street Queens, The Movement. This king always comes through, shows us love, and he's high energy, and Emma knows who he is because he comes on and has us rolling. But he has a lot of knowledge, though.
Yeah, real talk. I mean, you know, like, I've been a vegetarian for a few years. I mean, I was a vegetarian in 2001, and then I restrained from that diet, and I went back to chicken in like 2004, and then I became a vegetarian again in like about 2007. So the thing about being a vegetarian, the misconception is that just because you're a vegetarian, that you're going to be healthy and everything's going to go right. And that was one of the queens, she was speaking actually prior to me. And she made a very interesting and good point that you can't just say, all right, I'm a vegetarian and everything goes well. I'm a vegan and I'm going to cut out dairy and everything's going to be well. There's a lot of nutrients and there's a lot of enzymes in those things, such as, you know what I mean, the beef and things like that. So you have to really equip yourself to know, okay, I'm lacking protein in this area. I'm lacking vitamin B12 in this area, you know what I mean? I'm lacking whatever it is that, you know, potassium, magnesium, whatever it is that you're missing. You have to know what you're missing out of your diet so that way you could probably supplement yourself so you can be balanced. So, I mean, I think that's my, you know, take on it. If you're going to do it, like she said, try to, you know, pick up a very good book that's thorough, or speak to someone that is already a vegetarian that's living a healthy life. Because a lot of vegetarians, they suffer in other areas. You know what I mean? You put the meat down and then they forget about all the protein, the minerals, and all the fiber that they need in their diet. So I think that's one of the biggest things that I will point out is to make sure you have a balance. But I'm not just a vegetarian. I mean, it's not just vegetarian. Like, I study health thoroughly, like really, really seriously study health. A good book, if you guys want to pick it up, is called Cell Food. And and that's one word, C-E-L-L, and then the word food. And it's written by a man named Dr. David Dyer. And it's really good because it breaks down the science of oxygen. And how if your body doesn't have oxygen, other than that, if you're a vegetarian, if your body doesn't get the proper oxygen that it needs, then you're bound to suffer from, you know, cancer or, you know, other different types of diseases and ailments that plague the human body. So it's real important that you not only know about how to eat right, but you know how to breathe right, and that you know how to, you know, use all of the elements that are around us. So, you know, and I'm always available, you know, I'm on Facebook. So, you know, if anybody ever has any questions, and, you know, when I'm on this, you know, I call in the show on Thursday, getting my swag on with my wheatgrass swag juice. I'm always open for, you know what I mean, for questions. And, and you know, I'm real friendly, so I'll answer. You can ask me practically anything when it comes to health.
Swag, put that information out there. Facebook and all that. Put that Facebook and information out there for the people just in case, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, y'all could contact me on my government because I got a lot of friends on there. You know, my government is David Fernandez. You know what I'm saying? And my email address is thesecretscience7@yahoo.com. And that's an interesting book you guys could check out, too. It talks about breathing techniques, the secret science. And it talks about, you know, different breathing techniques and you know, how to because a lot of people are low on energy these days from what I noticed. And the reason why they're low on energy is because we're not harnessing the oxygen in our body. You know what I mean? A lot of people breathe from the chest up. You're supposed to breathe from the bottom of the diaphragm up. But a lot of people just, like, you know, take deep breaths. You're supposed to be breathing from the root of your solar plexus, which is like in the center of, like, between your chest and your stomach. You're supposed to breathe from there slowly and then push up, you know, fast. The breath, your air is supposed to come out fast. That's the best way to preserve the oxygen that flows through your body. You know, a lot of people don't know that because they don't read, you know, and our neighborhood, like Emma was saying, you know, we're not taught that. You go to Florida right now, like I was close to Florida, right? You go to Florida right now, there's no bookstores. You're like, yo, where's all the bookstores? You got a whole bunch of clothing stores. You got all the, you know, Victoria's Secret, everything. But then when you look for a bookstore, you can't even find one book. So, you know, we got to equip ourselves with this knowledge, you know?
Wow, what's going on over there? There's an animal getting, what's going on over there,
man? Nah, that's my daughter and my niece. They're running around.
Okay. Shout out to the babies, man. Shout out to the babies, man.
They're 2 and 3 years old. So.
Oh, the babies are so cute, man. Shout out to the babies because we all got babies that be screaming.
Yeah, but well, I'm going to put my phone on mute, you know what I mean? So that way, you know, we won't be distracted.
You know what we like to do when our babies are screaming? We like to give them a treat, right? But then when we give them a treat, we give them that cookie or we give them that lollipop or that marshmallow, we see them, that shit is sugar crack. We see them walking around, acting a mess, and then they crash because the level of sugars came down, so they're crashing. That's why the kids are going to school, and by third period, they want to go to sleep. They're laying all flat out on their desk. And what the brother was speaking about right now about, you know, getting oxygen to your blood, this is what we were just on Street Soldiers, me and Supernova Slime. We were with Lisa Everett talking about fit or fat, this very same subject. And he was going in about how what he calls, what he's living, is not just a vegan, but he's a chlorophyllian, which is he drinks chlorophyll and he eats, you know, he makes his juices of all the greens because the chlorophyll in the green leaves will help that oxygen get to your red blood cells and go to the places it's supposed to go to. And everything starts working better. You start glowing. Your heart is pumping right. And forget about the sex.
That's real talk. Let me tell you about chlorophyll.
Hey, real quick, sorry to cut you off.
No, no, no,
What you gotta do? I got two more callers waiting patiently on the line, so I'm gonna go ahead and bring them in.
Okay.
Caller, tell us where you're calling from and your name. We're talking about healthy eating, misconceptions of being a vegetarian, and Happy Earth Day. 646-737, you're live. What's good? 646. 646. All right, on to the next one. Like Jay say, call from the block number. You're live on the line on Street Queens of Movement. Peace.
Peace.
Yada da. What's up, Fantasy?
Man, you know, I'm just.
Yada da.
What's up, ladies?
What's up?
Talking of the good information, you know what I mean. I was listening to the dude, to my dude over there, Bill, on the, you know, the good breathing techniques, and you know, and the sister. I mean, I just
what
learned.
What you gotta say about that?
Say what? Mm-hmm.
What you gotta say about that?
I mean, today, I think I'm gonna be a sponge today. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'm gonna be a sponge.
Okay, I'm on with that.
I'm here to soak up the information and add to, you know, the little bit of information I have on, you know, eating correct. Cause, you know, I don't think I have it all intact. You know, I think I do a good, fairly good job. But,
oh, we always glad to feed our kings with the knowledge. So we always glad to be able to give that back. So you know what? Just hang out with us and just, I guess, you know, get fed today.
For real, like a king. I want to king today.
sit in that throne and just chill.
It's all
good. And Swag, you wanted to make one more last comment. What was your last comment, Swag? Oh, Swag, you there?
Yo, my fault. I'm here. My fault. I was just doing something. I apologize. No, let me just say this real quick. I apologize, guys. Let me just say this, though. Check it out. Because I'm swagged up right now. Check it out, right? All right. With the queen was mentioning in reference to chlorophyll, let me tell you about chlorophyll. Chlorophyll is my favorite element. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Chlorophyll, what chlorophyll is when the sun shines down, right, and it sends its sun rays, and it hits the plant, the first chemical that it develops is chlorophyll. So I have a huge bottle of chlorophyll in my refrigerator.
Nature's way chlorophyll.
Exactly. Because basically the chlorophyll is basically like at the top of all health foods. Like there's really nothing higher than chlorophyll. And it doesn't matter. Green tea, everything falls underneath chlorophyll. So basically if you take chlorophyll into your body, it changes everything for the positive. Like chlorophyll has been known to heal diabetes. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's literally been tests done where they have chlorophyll. Like, if you have, let's say, like, you have an infection, like, or you have strep throat or whatever, chlorophyll helps with all of that. And they don't want to, no one wants to promote that because, I mean, there's people that want to promote it, but those are the ones that really know the real deal. But a lot of people don't want to do that because they want to keep the health, you know, this pharmaceutical industry rich. And they wanna keep the truth away from you. This is what the Egyptians were taking. This is what the Mayans were taking. The ancient Mayans, the ancient Egyptians, you know, even the Greeks, you know, the people in Greece, real talk. So, I mean, you know, chlorophyll. If everybody on this call should, if you never heard of it, look it up online and just take, you know, buy yourself a small bottle and just take like a teaspoon a day. You'll see a great change in your skin.
Listen.
Your face will start looking clear and everything.
Mm-hmm. Listen, wow. Chlorophyll. Nature's way chlorophyll. Chlorophyll, what the brother is saying is true, but another thing chlorophyll is known for is for odor-removing properties. Like, you drink this chlorophyll, and you ain't going to be needing deodorant. You ain't going to be needing perfumed creams. You will just naturally smell fresh and clean. And the chlorophyll cleanses your body, and it brings healing to your organs, to your liver, to your kidneys, to your spleen.
Link, spell it.
C-H-C-H-L-O-R-O-P-H-Y-L-L.
And it's by nature's way is the truth. Nature's way chlorophyll.
Okay, well, I'm gonna be in New York tomorrow. I'm going to cop that. So, Link Society, you gonna have to meet me in the city. You gonna have to show me where this at, because I'm gonna have to pop that, cop that.
Yeah, okay. everybody has to cop that. And listen, this green substance, okay? And we all love green, because green, it's Earth Day, and we're celebrating green, and we love green paper in our pockets, and we need green in our bodies. When you take this chlorophyll, your hemoglobin count is elevated as a result. Your circulation improves. You have more energy. I mean, it increases heart function, vascular system. You name it. Your breath will not stink when you're taking this. You will not get swelled up feet at the end of the day. You will be eliminating in your urine and in your feces, you will be eliminating those toxins, those impurities from your body. This is like, it's like it's going to stick to it, and when you go to the bathroom, it's going to bring it all out. And chlorophyll, you can buy the nature's way, but you can find it in kale, Swiss chard, green peppers. The deeper the green, the vegetable, the more chlorophyll it has.
Right.
Wow.
Right. And the best, Nature's Way is going to have a bunch of Nature's Way products in, but the one that I use is World Organic, you know what I'm saying? Because you want to also, you know, you can get a product, but you got to make sure it's organic, too, because, I mean, if you want to get the best out of it, you know, you got to make sure that it's organic, you know, and make sure that it's harvested and grown in a place that's, kosher. You know, you don't want to just have, you know, where they put pesticides in it and stuff like that. You got to watch what they put in your food, steroids and all kind of stuff. Because these days, they even put steroids in the vegetables. Like, people are like, yeah, I just eat vegetables. Yeah, but just vegetables got mad steroids. So that's going to have it's going to be counterproductive to your body.
They don't even have, they're not just, they're also, they look so pretty and shiny. Why do you think they look so pretty and shiny? Because they put that wax on it. You ingesting wax. And that's going to your system. So, you know, everyone says, oh, but I can't afford organic. Yes, you can, because how much is an emergency room visit? How much is a funeral? How much is it to get your kidney replaced? Come on.
Talk about it. If you're just joining us live on Street Queens, the movement, we're getting up in that booty, man. You hear me? We're talking to y'all about eating healthy and getting it together, man, because too many people are dying. They're dying of cancer. They're dying of different things, dying of heart problems. We have the number one account rate for heart problems. You know what I'm saying? You got heart problems. Along with that, we have congestion problems, and you're wondering why all the hormones that they inject is Earth Day. Let's get that natural earth. We're talking about the misconceptions of being a vegetarian and the different types. Callers that are on the line, we're going to bring you on in a second, but I want to give you some quick tips. One thing that many people don't realize or understand is that there are different types of vegetarians. Each individual vegetarian has his or her own personal reason for choosing their diet, and the reason determines exactly what foods they eliminate, although a few different reasons and motivations are described in it and why. I'm going to tell you, total vegetarians eat only plant foods. They do not eat any animal foods, including fish, eggs, dairy products, and honey. Vegans, not only they don't eat animals products in their diets, but they also eliminate them for the rest of their lives. Vegans use nothing from animals such as leather, wood, or silk. Anything that has that's contaminated with an animal or a stench of an animal, they don't deal with it. Lacto vegetarians will include dairy products into their diet or plant foods. Lacto-ovo vegetarians eat both eggs and dairy products. And pesco vegetarians include fish into their diets. And pollo vegetarians eat poultry and such, chicken, turkey, and duck. So those are different types that, you know, if you're looking into it or you're questioning. And we're dropping another line of the show. I hope you guys are bringing your pens and your pad, because I'm telling you, man, we entertain you, but we always want to educate you on Street Queens, the movement. And the ladies is bringing a fire, and we got our king on the line, Swag. I got to turn it up. Swag in the building. We got a new caller. Caller from another caller from the block number. You're live on Street Queens, the movement. They got the view, but we got the panel. Peace, caller. Caller from the block number. You're live on the line.
Maybe they just want to listen.
Okay, maybe you just don't want to listen. Caller from the block number. Stay on the line and listen, baby. With some of these things that we just talked about, Renacy, do you have, because I know we also know, you know, I also know that your brother's actually, you know, he's a vegetarian and stuff. How is it with their diet, with his diet, and, you know, with what you do? Talk about it. Tell the people how you feel about it, what we just discussed, some of the things.
Well, you know, I wouldn't be able to elaborate as he would. You know what I mean? He would be able to explain his diet best, but I will say this. Me and him started out at the same time, both being vegetarians, but, you know, he maintained, you know, I began to eat chicken and turkey and fish, you know what I mean? I don't eat red meat. I don't eat pork. So, you know, I don't know what you call it. I think you just had a name for that. It was like the last term you just used, which I ain't never heard none of the other terms. That was educational for me. But, that dude, he eats nothing. All he eats is plants. I don't think they really deal with dairy or eggs.
So he's vegan then.
Yeah, I think he's more.
And some of them have a raw food diet, just raw foods.
Right.
They don't even really cook the vegetable. They eat it just like that, which I've been trying lately, and it's kind of good if you want to kill that crave for crunching. You know, there's a lot of things you can do, and people will probably look at me because I'm over 300 pounds. I went all the way back up to 365, but I'm currently down to 340. Thank you very much. And yes, I'm a supersized vegetarian. I can talk about it because it's changed me. It's changed my frequency is so high. And no disrespect to the brothers on the line, but can no brother come up to me with no bullshit? Because I see him a mile away. My frequency is so high. You get clarity. My spirit is light. I may look heavy and be heavy, but my spirit is light. My mind is clear. I've never felt this way before. And I give thanks.
That's not like an aphrodisiac over there, player. Dang.
Well, I am Superfly Spanish Fly. I am the aphrodisiac. And let me tell you something. And brothers, I know you can attest, or you want to find out. But can you imagine 340 pounds of a woman who only eats pineapples and berries and pears, and what kind of nectar is going to be leaking out of there? Come on, talk about it. And never go hungry. You will never be thirsty. I guarantee.
Oh, my God.
They done told me already, I taste like Hawaii.
Oh, my God.
All
right.
That's what it is.
We got a caller from the DMV from the 202. We're talking about eating healthy, you know, misconceptions of being a vegetarian, and just talking about the, you know, the different averages problems in different situations. 202, you're live on the line with Street Queens, the movement. They got the view. We got the panel. What's up, 202? Peace.
Yo, what up, Lush?
What's up? Who's this? Is this the one and only
Genius?
What's up,
Genius? Yeah, what's up, Lush? First, I want to shout out to y'all for having this panel and everything. You know, speaking about something that I care about is your health. I know that y'all are talking about what to eat, but, you know, that's good. That's just one part of it. But if you don't feed the mind right, then your body can't be right. Because the number one killer in our people is stress. More than people getting shot, more than anything else. So if we don't treat that right, treat our mind right, then, you know, we could treat our body right all day long. But if we're allowing everything else to affect us, then that's destroying us. So we got to, you know, make that an important part of our life, you know, how we actually deal with stress. You know, so eating good, that's good. I was a vegetarian up until 92, you know, and I kind of reverted back, you know. But I eat, like, fish and chicken every once in a while. You know, don't eat too much red meat. but we got to care about the health. I appreciate all of the people who called in. They was dropping some knowledge. That's what's up. The people need that. Because a lot of people eat a lot of this garbage out here. You know, McDonald's is not what's up.
And what's your name again, brother? What's your name again?
My real name is Esteban. Esteban.
Esteban. Well, I give thanks because that's the most important aspect because, like we're talking about right now, everything is about balance. And wellness is a balance of the mind, body, and spirit. And I guess, like, for me, when I made the journey, the first thing I had to do was, and I'm not ashamed to say it right now, was that I was living in chaos. My apartment was disgusting. My daughter was neater than me. And it was a reflection of how my mind was. Anyone who's going on this, on the show I was on before on Street Soldiers, we talked about it. Clean your house before you even take those greens, before you even get that chlorophyll. Clean your house.
Definitely.
Ask yourself some questions. Are you living with integrity? Do you make conscious and responsible choices? Do you act on your best interests? You know what I'm saying? Do you recognize your limits? Do you know how to say no when you need to say no? Do you know how to say yes? Do you know how to receive wellness, receive love, receive respect and appreciation? Are you not getting enough? Do you embrace yourself? And we all tend to not touch each other no more, you know? And the power of the human touch is so powerful. Come on, somebody come over here and give me a massage and wake up my chakras. It's all about, it's a balance. It's total. It's total. No, he's right. He's right. He's bringing it up and he's right.
Goopog,
come on. Not too tight. If you're all ready to squeeze the shaman.
You know what? I want to say something real quick, Sammy. Let me say something real quick. That's real deep right there, what she just said. And what you know what I'm saying, with the brother that called and said, that king. That's real deep. You know, my thing is that you could come in from either way. You could come in through the physical or you could come in through the spiritual. The mental, the emotional, once you refine yourself on one level, right, and you get to that high level of refinement, it'll affect the other aspects of your life. So, some people come in through, I'm clearing my mind out right now. However, you know, you are what you eat, and that's mentally and physically as well. You know, but what I'm saying is if you start, a lot of times when you change your diet, it's going to automatically change everything else around you because the food that you put in your body, we always talk about the mind, right? I deal with the mind. I deal with the psychological aspect of things. However, right, your body is your temple. Yes, your mind is definitely, the mind controls the body. Yes, that's understood. What I'm saying is that your body has to, it's equal. The physical and the mental has to be balanced, as well as the spiritual. Everything has to be balanced. However, the food that you take, you can withdraw from taking foods mentally. You can't withdraw from food taking foods physically, though. Because if you don't have that, your physical would die. So you have to put something in your body. So it's just a matter of you slowly cleansing yourself. And as you start to do that, as you start to feel better, then your emotional plane will start to come clear. Once the emotional plane is clear, then you can start to elevate yourself spiritually. But you gotta clear out the physical. Your mind could be strong, but if your physical is doing crazy things, then it's gonna pull down the other aspects. So you gotta balance everything out. But I think if someone wants to start taking an indirect route and taking the physical, there's nothing wrong with that either, because
that's what's up.
You know what I mean? You gotta balance out everything, is my point. You know, and we all learn it from each other. You know what I'm saying? Everybody learn it from each other.
Hawaii. coconuts, pineapples, and pear juice. Some good tequila, baby. Yum, yum.
Lynx is crazy, man. I love her.
Yum, yum, yum.
That's definitely key.
So this is the thing I want to ask for the men, you know, with eating healthy and all that, do you think that also, I'm going to go into some deep personal stuff. Now, does it help with the thing, does it help with downstairs, with your the mojo? Does it help with
the men?
Absolutely.
The other men,
I'm going to tell you something right now. Unless you have, buddy. Real talk, this is Swag talking. Seriously, I mean, you know, the thing about it is that the pineal gland, right, and the urinary tract, they work together beautifully. Like, if you, as a man, right, a lot of times, especially in our community, you know, we don't take in the right liquids. And a lot of times we sit here, you know, sipping on Hennessy, you know, and what happens is that you have all that sitting in your bladder. You have all that sitting destroying your kidneys. So when your kidneys are destroyed, it destroys the strength of the pineal gland. So now you can't get it in like you used to when you was younger. You know what I'm saying? Because your body is being beat up below the lower level of your body, beneath the stomach is getting beat up. So what you have to do is you have to start taking cranberry. You have to start taking fiber. You have to do things as a man. You have to do these things, and this is for the women on, you know, the cool.
The ladies also have to, you know, do the cranberry juice. Also, we got to flush our system because I'm going to tell you one thing, ladies. Even when I deal with these high school students, these young ladies, it's terrible because they consume so much acid with the sodas, and you're going in the bathrooms, and you're like, yo, did you fart or did you pee? Like, the pee is so strong, like acidic.
Right.
Like, it's like acidic because they're not consuming enough water or they're not drinking some cranberry juice so they can flush their system out. And they consume,
right,
they program to consume so much nonsense when they're pissing, when they're urinating and making excretion, you know, it's strong. And that's the same thing with men. If men are consuming a lot of this waste, when they're making excretion, it's very strong, acid-like.
Right, that's true.
You gotta put the right fluids into your body in order for your cleaning system to take place. And cranberry juice and prune juice, you know, is actually very great. And as well for men, actually eating a lot of watermelon, you know, is actually very healthy and actually stimulates that part of the area.
Right.
Almost me up a vegan. Woo.
Hold on. You trying to? It's just like Lush was saying about coconuts and pineapples and all that, right? About herself, but also for you guys too. I mean, you know, if y'all want the woman to get it in and not be disgusted by it, then you know, it's got to taste right.
Yeah. and like everybody said, you are what you eat. So when Lynx was talking about consuming the pineapples and all of that, and also another thing, ladies, with consuming, like, even things like, if you're not a vegan, but, like, even, like, the yogurts and stuff, because a lot of times we have a lot of different bacteria and that are good bacteria in our bodies that we need to keep in there, and sometimes the yogurt sometimes keeps that countdown of some of the bacteria that are harmful for us. So some of the yogurts and stuff and the natural fruits, you know, down there can smell a little better when you're consuming a lot of toxins and nonsense. Sometimes down there might not be all that kosher, pimping. You know, and that's real talk.
That's real talk, man. Yeah, yogurt is actually as good and bad for you because it actually is high in sodium, so too much of that is actually not good for you.
Unless you get the organic, which has no sodium or sugar.
Yeah. But you know what I found, though, in being in the DMV area, where I can find a lot of it is in, like, in the nicer areas but not in the hood. You can go to, like,
right,
a Giant or something, and a Giant like this, like in a nicer area, you'll find that organic stuff, but you won't find it at some other stores, you know what I mean? So, or you have to go out to try to find a whole food spot. But most of the Giants and the Safeways, I found the organic yogurt and stuff like that at and stuff, you know. And some of the stuff that are, like, even, like, imported stuff that you might find for other countries, you might find at the Giants and stuff like that also, you know.
Yeah, you're
definitely
right about that.
Definitely, but this is, like, you know, this is, like, a really educational show today. Like, I mean, I'm so impressed, ladies, you know. Lynx dropped the jewels with you know, the account of how many people, you know, are either, you know, type 1 or type 2 diabetes. And just to let you guys know, type 2, which my grandmother got, rest her soul, died of diabetes. She was a type 1. And one of my people that I deal with actually has diabetes type 2. So with type 1, you're injecting with the insulin because the sugar is low. And, you know, it's to the point where, you know, the system can't heal fast enough. If they get an injury, it takes long to heal, or they might have a situation where they actually have to amputate your legs because of the situation, because of the type 1. And with type 2, you can actually, like, work with, you know, your diabetes with your with what you eat, what you consume, so you can kind of balance it out. But diabetes is no joke at all. So please, people, I encourage you, even if you're not going to be a vegan or a vegetarian, you know, just try to eat as healthy as possible, because too many people are dying early, and it's not their time to go. They are dying early. So many people, like, if you guys look back in the day, we didn't have so much things as cancer. We didn't have a lot of things like, we have so many, cancer of the throat, cancer of the glands. We got so many different things going on. You know, and it's sad. We have, at our ages, you got people at 20 years old with high blood pressure. Who would have thought?
Right.
We didn't have things like that. Like, I mean, you got diabetes. You got all kinds of things going on. Heart problems. I have a child, one of my students, that has heart problems. He has to have a pacemaker in his body. And he's only 15 years old. So, I mean, you know, it's sad, and the thing of, and he's kind of, you know, he's kind of, you know, a little bit, you know, chubby in the old sense, but, you know, a lot of it, you know, we can't always blame the parents, but at the same time, when they're young, we are in charge of these children, we are in charge of their souls, and we have to work for them, because they don't know any better. They don't know any better, so we have to start with our children at a young age. It's a shame when you can see a three-year-old almost 100 and something pounds at 3 years old. That's sad, you know. You know, so we have to really, 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 you know, work with our children. Even if, you know, and it's never too late for any of us to start eating right, to start eating healthy. You know, we're not saying go cold turkey. Maybe you want to start juicing a little bit. Maybe you want to start doing this. Like, God forbid, you know, rest in peace, Guru. Guru from Gangstar just passed recently. You know, our prayers go out to him and his family. This guy was 40-something years old. Do you understand what I'm saying? And he looked fit. 43, and he looked fit. You would have been shocked. You thought maybe it was just heart problems or situation. He was fighting cancer, and he was fit. So that doesn't mean that it can't happen to any of us, God forbid, but we have to really, really look about what's going on with our lifestyles. And first we have to train our mental and then train our bodies at the same time, because it's 100% mentality. And if your mentality isn't right, then you can't go forward to try to live a healthy life. And that's the thing. That's the situation, you know. And, you know, and we really, really need to, in our community and in the world in general, we really, really, really need to start, you know, being aware of what we're consuming and being aware of the subliminal messages and the things that they're trying to do. If you notice, you know, I have my own theory about, you know, the world in general, but I feel like, I think they're really trying to kill us subliminally. I think it's population control. Keep pumping us with all kinds of stuff, and the children are getting, you know, overly developed at a young age, and, you know, people are dying of more heart failure and different things like that, and pumping us with a whole bunch of grease and stuff and making things available. You won't see them pop up and create a healthy McDonald's or something like that and give us the option of a vegetarian burger. You know, we wouldn't do nothing like that.
We have to learn. You got the Food Drug Administration in the same building.
We have to learn.
You can go to McDonald's overseas, and it's not even like that. They don't even have the same menu.
We have to learn to be more accountable and take responsibility, you know, for
for our lives, you know, for our families and stuff. You know, taking accountability and don't, you know, complaining, but yet you're still going in that McDonald's, you're still going in that Burger King, you're still consuming all that, and then you're wondering why your children, you know, are young and suffering from all these problems. So we really have to, you know, take account of what we're doing and rectify that. Be responsible enough, love ourselves and our family enough to make that change. Little by little, everything in moderation, you know, take maybe one day out of the week that you decide, you know what, today we're not going to eat meat, we're just going to eat some salad or greens or whatever, you know, or every 2 weeks. So whatever it is that, you know, you're comfortable with, you know, you got to start off with something that you're comfortable with and just keep adding to that. And you will see the change and you will not regret at all, you know, making that move.
That's what's up. That's real talk right there. And ladies, you know, what are your personal thoughts on it and your final thoughts in regards to, you know, living a healthy life? You know, it is Earth Day, and just, you know, and your message to the people out there when it comes to, you know, living that life, you know, to the fullest. We're gonna go ahead with Emma. Emma, what's your personal message to the people out there?
I mean, I think I just said it, you know, as far as everybody being accountable and responsible for their own lives and their family's life, you know, my choice to become a vegetarian was more health. It was more health than anything. I wasn't digesting my food correctly. I was suffering from, you know, constipation and all type of stuff. And when I found out, you know, what was causing it, I just, you know, I cut it like a cancer, and I'm glad I did that. You know, it took me a year to merge into it. Like I said, I was living in between both worlds. I was learning from my friends that were already vegetarian, some friends that were already vegan, and they were teaching me. I was trying different stuff. There's some things still that I don't like, you know, but there's other things that I do like. So all of a sudden, because you become a vegetarian, doesn't mean that everybody likes eating the greens. There's some people that don't like eating broccoli, but will eat spinach or whatever. So, you know, you have to, you know, create your diet and feel comfortable in it, because nobody wants to sit there and just be eating something and then in their mind being like, what am I doing? I can't stand this. I don't like it. So because it's going to be a life thing and it's a life change, the progress has to be very slow. And in between doing that, learning about what you're consuming, you know, getting the knowledge on exactly what you're doing and feeling comfortable in what you're doing. Don't just do it for the fad, like, oh, everybody's doing it, let me try it, and you're still sneaking, you know, a little piece of chicken and running into that McDonald's, because that makes no sense. You're not really, you know, being productive doing that. And Earth Day, you know, I would just say about Earth Day is everybody, you know, recycle, you know, because we all, it's not just about us, but, you know, what happens to this earth if we don't take care of it? What happens to our children or our grandbabies and all that that got to step into this, you know, this harmful environment and stuff? So recycle, conserve energy, and learn a lot of life skills, because one day there might not be no light and none of that. We'd probably be living in the wilderness.
Oh. That's real tough right there. That's some real deep stuff right there. And Ebony, your thoughts to the people out there.
Oh wow, Emma just really just set a mouthful. I'm just really just I would just basically, you know, join in with what she said. Also, you know, when you're getting prepared to do anything, you have to make sure that your mind is right, so you can stay diligently doing what you set out to do in order to accomplish your goal, and bring people in it with you as well, you know. Share the knowledge that you have. Share the knowledge with other people, because, you know, sometimes people see you doing things, and if you don't take the time to share with them what you're doing, you know, you can help them from a situation, what they're going through as far as, you know, their health-wise and things of that nature. As far as Green Day, definitely recycle. You know, I started recycling. I have people, actually, everybody that I know, I've started them recycling. Because you go over to their house, they're drinking sodas, they're drinking, you know, water, and they're just throwing it away. And it's just like, you know what, you're throwing away something that you can give back, you know, to the earth. So definitely start recycling. So when I go over to my friend's house now, I see everybody with their recycling bins, and, you know, and I feel good that, you know, I started that, because we do have to give back to our world, because if we don't start doing it, you know, it's not going to do it itself, basically. So, you know, this is a very good show. I did want to ask Lynx a question. Is she still on the line?
I'm trying to see if if this is her on the line and stuff. Hold on 1 second. We're going to try to bring her on in a second. We're going to move on, and then after we let the last people say the stuff, then you can ask Lynx the question in a second. All right, we're going to go back to that in a second, okay?
All right, that's good.
All right. Ren, do you have your thoughts to the people out there?
Well, I will say this. For the people, I mean, you know, because everybody start off at different levels, you know what I mean? Some people can just cold turkey things because they have enough discipline, and some people do not. So, you know, in quoting dear prayers, you know, I would just say all things in moderation. So, you know what I mean? So if you're going to eat the fast foods, you know, do it with moderation. You know, if you just can't cold turkey, like, you know, I mean, it was a slow process for me. For certain things. I cold turkey, like pork. I cold turkey beef. But, you know, the whole vegetarian thing, when I did it, you know, it was a slow process for me. And then, you know, I winged myself back on certain meats. You know what I mean? On purpose. That's because I wanted to, though. You know what I mean? So, but it's working out for me. You know what I mean? My energy level is still cool. And, you know, maybe one day I'll reach that point in my life where I could just be Mr. Vegan, you know what I mean? But, you know, but for right now, this is working for me right now. So I would just say to people who have aspirations to eventually, you know, become vegan or whatever, one of those fancy terms you named, because you named a lot of categories, you know what I'm saying? I don't have memorized, but any one of those fancy terms, you know what I'm saying? People had an aspiration to reach that goal, you know what I'm saying? Just moderation.
That's what it is. And Genius, you know, what's your thoughts to the people out there?
Oh, man. I agree with, you know, what the brother said. I mean, I elaborate on it, you know, a little. I mean, my thing is, you know, removing the poison from your life, you know what I'm saying, as well as the world. I mean, you put destruction into your body, you're going to get destruction out of it. So not just what you're eating. Eating right, you have to want to, you know, self-improve yourself. That's the first step, is wanting to improve yourself, caring about your health, you know, caring about yourself enough to want to improve yourself, you know, is big and important. As far as the environment, I'm a big advocate for that. I mean, there's so much waste and stuff that's out here. It's ridiculous. If you took the waste from just water bottles, you can line them up and go around the world. They would actually cover the world 3,000 times, you know, just from the wasted water bottles. So, I mean, we definitely need to change some things, or we really won't be having no, you know, future, because, you know, it's getting hotter and the weather is getting worse for a reason. You know, the ecosystem is definitely, you know, being damaged. So we all have to take a responsibility by starting with ourselves first. You know, The things that we do individually, and as Ebony said, sharing those things and informing ourselves. Education, that's the key to all answers, you know what I'm saying? Educating yourself, because a lot of people don't know, you know. So educating yourself, even as far as the health, I mean, there's libraries, there's borders, you can go anywhere to find things on the right things to eat, you know, counseling as far as dealing with the stress and things as far as the mind, you know, and even the environment, there's a list of programs, especially here right near the DMV. You know, there's a list of different places that you can go to even help out for the environment. In fact, one of them, they actually do in Anacostia, where they remove a lot of the debris and stuff from the water, because the same water that we use is the same water you drink. I don't drink tap water, but, you know, after you think about that, if you're throwing your trash and stuff out, you know, the hydrofluorocarbons that they're using to purify the water, that doesn't kill everything. So we gotta stop putting the poison out there. You know, I won't get too deep as far as the, you know, the things. But, I mean, I like the fact that, number one, it was an educated panel and people were talking about things that are improving us because our health is very important. I hate to see our people, you know, leaving this world. It's been, you know, a rough year for a lot of people. And definitely stop putting the poison in our bodies and the drinking. You know, like you said, moderation. Stop drinking so heavily. Those are things that are actually causing some of the diabetes as well, because if you're drinking, you know, your body, it takes a while for it to filter out that alcohol. You're destroying your metabolism. You're weakening your immune system, you know. But like I said, educate yourself. I won't get too deep. You know, thanks for even allowing me to to
no,
speak.
But
you said what?
Stay on the line because we're going to do a segment to talk about what are you doing in a second. But I don't know if this is Link. Link, is this
yeah,
you?
This
are you
is Link. This is Link.
Link, yeah, you say yours, and then I know Ebony has a question for you. Link, what's your word to the people out there?
All right. I think that we all need to understand that as humans, we depend not only on our health for our well-being, but the health of our planet. We have to be mindful of what we're doing when we throw a piece of paper out of our car, when we don't recycle that bottle. We have to recognize our part in the human suffering, in the suffering of our planet. So what I would say to everyone is be mindful, treat your Mother Earth like you would your mother. You have to honor, respect, and cherish the earth, or else what is going to happen to us should the earth die? Everything that crawls on her depends on her. Just like we depend on our mothers, we'll surely perish if we don't take care of our earth. So that's my message as far as Earth Day goes. And now for our health, for our lives, for our families, I think that everyone has something to overcome. And the potential for you to be to your optimal wellness, I think it lies within you and it needs to be activated. And it's a gift that the Most High is waiting to give to you. And you activate it with your imagination, with your faith, with your intention. But most of all, you got to activate it with action. Because everyone can talk a talk, but you want to walk the walk. Walk for your wellness. I'm tired. I'm sick and tired of living in the city of death. I want to live in the city of wellness. And I think everyone needs to look at food differently and say, you know, I can heal myself. I'm a healer. You're a healer, Lush. You're a healer, Emma. The brothers on the line are healers. We're doing some healing right now, talking to each other. We can heal ourselves. And Queen of Four said it to me once. She said, you heal a woman, you heal a nation. You heal a woman, you heal a nation. The men, yes, they work and they're strong and we look to them for everything. But who comforts, who guides, who is, it's us. It's the women we choose. And the men will always follow us. We're so busy trying to please them, but the men will follow us because they want comfort. They want warmth. They want what we can give them.
Nurturing.
If we be the example, they will follow and sue. They will be, you know, be gangster for your family. Be gangster for your health. You want to be a real gangster, true talk? Be a gangster for your family and your wellness. So, you know, activate, participate, grab a plate of greens. Hawaii.
Ebony, you had a question for Link real quick?
Yes, Link. My question was, I remember you telling us the story of, you know, you got to get your mind right and stuff like that, but what drove you to the point where you decided that you wanted to change?
What drove me to the point was I've been fortunate. Many times in my life I came very close to not being here anymore. But there was one time in particular, maybe 5 years back, I got meningitis. And the meningitis was complicated. As bad as it is, but it got complicated because of my weight. And during the time I was in my fever and I had no idea what was going on, I'm going to start crying right now. My daughter was being shuffled from my sister to my other sister in Jersey. She was missing school. She was depressed and crying because I wasn't home. And her father's sick. My parents are old. If something happens to me, what chance does that girl have? She don't got no chance. I'm it. I'm her mother. She relies on me. And that was a wake-up call to me. That I had to change my life. I had to change my lifestyle. Because how can my spirit, how can I be an ancestor up there with the Most High and watch my child go through life messed up because I chose the cheesecake over her, because I chose fried chicken over her, because I reached my point, and I had already had the bypass, and I lost weight from the bypass, but then I gained it. I was just doing so much damage to myself, and there are some things that I can probably never repair, but I'm trying my best to heal myself. And that's what made me change. My daughter, her life, what will it be like without me? What will she suffer? What will the consequences be of me not living right? So that's what moved me.
Wow. And that's real right there. And if you're tuning in, we were talking about, you know, eating healthy, being healthy, you know, Earth Day, and, you know, the misconceptions of being a vegetarian. We had a wonderful panel of young ladies, Emma, Lynx. We had Ebony on here, and we have Genius, and we had Renacy and T.I. called in earlier. We had a couple of listeners. You know, and my whole point, don't forget swag. Oh, and we also had Swag, because Swag definitely dropped some serious jewels tonight. Seriously, yeah. I was pretty impressed, and, you know, you know, I hope you guys had your pen and your pad. I want you guys, when you get a chance, check out www.vegetariantimes.com. They have recipes and stuff if you want to cook some vegetarian foods, or you want to get started. And, you know, the World Wide Web is free. You know, Google whatever you want to learn, you know, about doing that, if you choose to. If not, just, you know, research different things that you can use. There's a lot of illnesses that we have that actually natural foods can really help us with. Like right now, like, I'm going to be honest, like we talked about the show last time with fibroids. A lot of minority women have fibroids. A lot of it is a non-cancerous, tumor in the woman's body, and a lot of times we think the stomachs are big, but they're really not. It's due to the tumors in there, but it's rarely what they say it might develop in cancer, but which rarely it does. But a lot of it, you can shrink it by natural foods and different things, and you know, that's why I'm really interested in the whole situation, because I'm trying to find, you know, natural situations to take care of the situation versus having to get surgery. So, I mean, this is very informative to me, and not just, you know, the listeners, but, you know, every time when we do a show, we try to entertain and educate you guys at the same time and try to help the community, because we're helping the community. Some people actually didn't even know about half of the things we were talking about, and a lot of people get enlightened, and that's the point that we try to do on Lush Radio Online, Street Queens, The Movement, E2K Magazine, and all the beautiful ladies that come and join us each and every Thursday. And definitely shout out to Tina Fortune, our financial guru. But
can I say one thing? If you all, you know, what you've been listening to coming out of my mouth, I've been learning with Queen Afua and with Supernova Slam. So I give thanks to them, because if it wasn't coming across their teachings, I wouldn't have you know, open my third eye wide open. So I would ask that you all support The Remedy, which is the 5-week power plan to detox your system, combat the fat, and rebuild your mind and body. It's a book by a young African-American brother, hip-hop medicine man, and those are the teachings that I'm following, the example. So if you guys are interested and you think I'm kicking knowledge, it's because I'm learning from them. And also, I'd like to say I love you all. I love my street queens. I love the brothers on the line. And, you know, I want to touch the topic one of these days that, you know, you were talking about fibroids and all these problems in the womb, and, you know, it's about womb wellness because we're going to birth our nation. We're the ones who are birthing our children. And you know, we're doing it through angry vaginas. And we're getting impregnated by hostile penises. So, you know, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
That's what it is. That's what it is.
That's a politically correct way of saying that.
But really, if you think about it, you know, you all were talking about acidity levels, and if you're not eating right, so let's say I'm doing my wellness, and homeboy's not doing his wellness. He's coming over here, and he's letting all that acid up in me, and what kind of a child am I birthing? Am I birthing a child with ADHD? Am I birthing a child with problems? I want to birth a divine child, don't I? Ain't I divine? Ain't I doing my work? So my brother better do his work, too, and vice versa. The brother's doing his work, his sister, his woman better do her work. You gotta be. It's a partnership, you know. It's a partnership, and you heal each other, you heal yourself, and you heal your family, and then it'll spread like wildfire in your community. And that's it. That's my message. That's it. I'll shut my mouth right now.
I love her, y'all.
Oh no! I got one more thing to say. Aloha, aloha. We going to Hawaii.
Yo, we going to go to a quick song, and when we come back from that, we're going to go to a segment called What Are You Doing? What are you doing out there in the community? What's going on in your life, and what is your new, boo-boo? What are you doing? And since we're talking about it, we're going to go to a song from Split Star. This is an exclusive he sent me. What Are You Doing from Flip Mode. And we'll be back in a quick second on Street Queens The Movement. What are you doing? Stay
I'll say
line.
Goodnight. I got to put my baby to sleep. Good night, y'all.
What are you doing?
Yeah, your boy wants to play.
What are you doing?
What y'all niggas doing, man?
What are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Representing where I stay, nickname FLA, the gunshot name.
What are you doing?
Getting money every day, flipping every which way, hydro to the yay.
What are you doing?
Got these yummies taking cock, yeah, them boys from Paper Rock, flip mode, they got that quack.
What are you doing?
Laughing at these crazy haters, mad cause they table waiters while we steady counting babies.
What are you doing?
Fucking up these black rappers, shutting up they trap slappers, man, you ain't a crack trapper.
What are you doing?
You trying to fool everybody, ain't daring everybody, ain't carrying their shot.
What are you doing?
I'm just exposing all the fuckery. Real niggas do real shit when it comes to me.
What are you doing?
Piling ball till you fall, I'm a fucking cool dog.
This is Emma E2K. You are now tuned in to Street Queens The Movement.
Yeah, y'all heard it. It's Emma, live in effect, and basically, what are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing to help your community? What are you doing in your life? What are you doing? Let us know right now. We got three people left on the line. Everybody that definitely joined us tonight. What are you doing? What's your new name? Emma, you're live, and you're on the spot. What are you doing? Emma, what are you doing? Okay, Emma. I think Emma like muted herself. Ebony, what are you doing?
Hi, what happened? What I mean?
Emma, we were asking basically, what are you doing? What are you doing in your community? What are you doing? What's new with you? What's your new boo-boo? What are you doing?
Why are you always all up in my business, Oshnani? what's my new? My new is... I'm getting back to exercising. You know, the winter's over. We got hit with some real nice days not so long ago. Mm-hmm. And I went to put, you know, like the summer shirts that I was wearing last summer.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed that they weren't fitting the same like they fitted last summer. And I was sitting down, and I was actually having, like, you know, the little lifesaver around the stomach area. And didn't look cute. Didn't look cute at all. I didn't feel sexy at all. And I felt some sort of way. I went and got a physical done, and when I got on the scale, no, I'm not going to tell you how much I weigh, but I'll tell you this. I gained 20 pounds from the summer to now. So when I left out of there, my stress level got higher once they told me about the 20 pounds. And I said, I got to take out all those DVDs that I have that, you know, for the abs. Yeah, so I've been, you know, dusting the dust off the CD, of the DVDs, and I'm about to put them on and, you know, get busy because, you know, summer's right there, and, you know, my kids go off, and the summer be mine, and I got to look sexy and feel sexy at the same time. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. And that's what you're doing. And we're going to go to Ebony. Ebony, what are you doing? Ebony, I hope you're not on mute, because what are you doing?
I'm actually getting ready to go to a church revival. I've been going to a church revival all week, and it's a visiting pastor from Georgia, and just been enjoying and working on my spiritual side, so that's what I'm doing.
That's what's up. Hallelujah. That's what I'm talking about. What are you doing? I feel like all tingly inside. What are you doing? Genius, what are you doing? Who's new with you? What's going on? Tell us about some stuff going on, man. What are you doing?
Stuff going on, being humble, living, loving, and learning. I mean, you know, that's pretty much me every day. You learn something new every day, you know. Living by my three principles, no stress, no drama, no problems, you know, not allowing outside things to come into my circumference, you know, and staying focused on my goals that I have set so that I meet them, you know.
That's tough, man. You got to throw out the websites and stuff and with that music and everything you're doing over there, James, because not everybody knows that you're an engineer, producer, web designer, and all that stuff, Genius. What are you doing?
Well, they can check me out at www.geniusmusic.com, and it's spelled creatively GeniusMusic.com. And there's a lot of information that's on there, a lot of the projects that I'm working on. They can also follow me up on Twitter, you know, GeniusMusic. You know, hit me up on Twitter. I talk back. Don't be afraid. You know, the street.
That's what's up. We'll definitely get the ladies and street queens to move in to follow you, Genius. What are you doing? And I think this might be linked. I'm not sure. 7718? Is that Lynx back again?
Of course it's Lynx.
Lynx, what are you doing, Lynx? What are you doing?
Ay, comiendo, jodiendo, y puteando. No, I didn't say that. Okay.
Lynx, this is a family show, Lynx.
I didn't say it all. I cut it off. I forgot. You know, I'd be forgetting.
Family show.
Okay. So what have I been doing? Okay. I'm going to keep it 100. Y'all ready for me?
Oh, man. Get ready, y'all.
Oh, aloha.
Wow.
What the hell? Don't you get out of here?
Yes, I did. Hold on. Oh. Ah, Hawaii. Yes, yes. All right. Let me stop messing with y'all.
Yeah.
What I've been doing, I've been healing myself and helping to heal the hood and unify the hood. I've been going on radio shows with my brother Supernova Slime, spreading this wellness message. I organized Hip Hop for Haiti. I organized Blackbird Fly, an event, a cotillion workshop for little girls to give them some self-esteem and some knowledge about self. And I'm just on a mission because, you know, Back in 2007, I received the You Make a Difference Award. And when you get an award like that, I think you just got to spend your life making a difference. And that's what I'm doing. That's where I'm at. And on my personal time. Oh, Hawaii. Because we need that kind of healing, too, sometimes. Oh, coconuts.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, there's some supersized love in the house.
Yes, healing.
But, yo, everybody, yo, I just want to say that, you know, I'm proud and I'm honored to have most of the beautifulest ladies and most strong and most spiritual and lovely ladies that always serve the community and serve the people and definitely drop knowledge on the show each and every Thursday. And also our wonderful kings that join us when they can. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely wonderful to be surrounded by a power network of strong energy and people that believe in trying to help the people. And that's what we try to do, is help the diverse needs of people all over the world. Street Queens, the movement, we're positive people doing positive things. And we're on each and every Thursday at 8 o'clock, you know, unless there's an emergency. But usually we're on each and every Thursday at 8 o'clock. We're always talking about different issues that affect us. You can always contact the president of Street Queens, the movie, our new president, you know, Emma of E2K Magazine, our veteran. You know, if you want some information, you can follow her on Twitter, E2K, Emma E2K on Twitter. Follow her, and she'll give you more information about anything that's going on with Street Queens, the movement. You can contact any one of the ladies on Twitter. I'm going to let them give their Twitter information out in a few seconds. I'm going to be in New York this Friday, so if you're in New York and you want to check me, holler at me, follow me on Twitter, at Lush Radio Online, and hit me up. We can link, do some stuff. Let's network, let's build, let's make a difference, let's create opportunities, let's create jobs out here. That's what we do. And also, Core DJ's event is going down in May. Also beyond that, Emma is doing, we're going to be working on our Street Queens, the movement, Women's Power Move Conference. It's going to go down. It's going to be crazy. So, ladies, if you want to invest in the situation, you want to be a sponsor and everything, man, hit us up. You know, and streetqueensmovement@gmail.com or E2K Magazine at gmail.com, Emma on E2K Magazine or at gmail.com or Everything to Know. Emma, what is it? Everything to Know at gmail.com?
No, it's E2KMagazineOnline.com.
Okay, it's E2KMagazineOnline.com. Go on the website, hit Emma directly on there and stuff. And we got a lot of things coming out. We're going to be having an inspirational wellness book sponsored by Street Queens, the movement. It's a lot of things that we're going to be doing, so watch for us. Stay tuned. We're all the way turned up. These ladies are bosses. It doesn't matter where you are, whether you're a Street Queens princess, and that's our little babies, or you're you know, saying you're the princessa, you know, our high school students, or you're a queen. But we're all queens, no matter what shape or form, no matter what race. We love you all. We love you in every shape or form, and we're a sisterhood here to support you and embedded you in whatever you're doing in life. And so we got to bow our heads for our prayer, because, you know, we always
do. You all can get at me on Facebook, Supersize Spanish Fly. Anywhere, Supersize Spanish Fly. I'm on every network, including Street Queen, Supersize Spanish Fly, Lynx Garcia. Y'all can find me there, and you'll know it's me, because on my page, you will hear. What do you think you're going to hear?
Aloha.
Exactly, Hawaii. I love you all, my people. Love each other, heal each other, bless each other. Bless each other up, send up love and light. I got to go. Okay, so I love you all. Thank you for being on this with us, my brothers. I love you, my kings.
That's what it is. That's what, love you, Lynx, man.
All right, I love you, too. And so, you know, sometimes I do cheat on my vegetarian diet, but that's only, you know what kind of meat I'm talking about. And
oh,
that's reserved for my king.
All right.
Just my king. I know it's a family show. I'm talking about my king and the other meat. Shit.
Hawaii.
Hawaii. Every time when you see the sunrise and you smell coconuts, just think of legs.
Wow.
Peace out, super size love.
Okay.
Mwah, 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 mwah.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. This is awesome. Wow. Yo, put out that Twitter for the people and everything. Put that Twitter out, that Facebook and everything. Put that out for the people. Well, I know your Facebook is personal, but put out that Twitter.
Yeah, no, I got the E2K magazine Facebook. So just follow me. It's on E2K Magazine Inc. Facebook and everything and all the networks. Just E2K Magazine. I'm like on everything that's on online. Whether it be Twitter, MySpace, Black Planet, Mi Gente. I mean, I can go back with it. Wherever there's something popping in any site, I think I'm on everybody's Ning site. you could check me out, e2kmagazineonline.com. And either way, I answer my requests. Or directly, if you want to hit me, e2kmagazine@gmail.com. Just hit me up. I really do, look at my email. Just give me time because I do get a lot of it, but I definitely do answer everybody back.
That's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. And, Ebony, put that Twitter out there for them, boo-boo.
My Twitter is Ebonesia. It's E-B-O-N-I-E-S-H-I-A. So holler at me.
That's what's up. And Jeans, you want to put out your Twitter out there again? I know you gave them the website.
It's twitter.com, / Genius, G-N-E-O-U-S. And like I said, y'all can hit me up anytime, I ain't afraid to speak, you can ask anything.
That's what's up. And shout out to Ashley, Miss Photographics. She's a graphic designer. Shout out to her. Shout out to Natalia, Colombian Princess, our other queen, Lissette, CG Michelle, all of our beautiful queens out there, no matter what state, no matter what shape or form, we love you. Lush Radio Online, Street Queens, The Movement, E2K Magazine, It's a She Thing, everybody.
Maya B, too.
Oh, and shout out to Maya B. Shout out to Maya B from Roundtable. She's also an honorary Street Queen also, so salute to her. Shout out to Cinnamon Jones and all our chicks that definitely rock with us. And we want to bow our heads in prayer real quick, since Ebony has actually been going to revivals, I think Ebony should lead in prayer because I always do it all the time. So it's your turn.
Wow, you
so cool.
I agree with you. I agree.
Okay, and I did a good deed today. I did a good deed, too. I invited a lady at the gas station to come to Revival as well, so hopefully she'll make it there tonight. So, anywho, we can all bow our heads. Thanks, Lush, for putting me on the spot.
Hallelujah.
Dear Heavenly Father, I thank Thee for this opportunity that we have had to share knowledge and learn from each other. I thank Thee for our sound minds, our bodies, and our spirits, and I appreciate the fact that we have people that care about our world and other people and are compassionate in order for them to give us the knowledge and drop the jewels they did today. Father God, I bless those who are unfortunate and the ones that are unhealthy at this point in time and that are going through struggles and strife, and let them know that you are the Alpha and the Omega, and without you, there is no us. And I pray for the people who don't have faith and who do not have hope, and just know that we are all loved by God. He knew about us before we were born. And in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. That was a good prayer. Hallelujah.
Yeah. You did a great
job. I'm so nervous.
You always
Amen.
Nervous when you got, when I put
you
on
the
spot,
speak from
the
heart.
I don't even know why you're nervous.
I pray from the heart. Because
that's it.
I don't know.
No,
I work on it.
Don't be nervous.
No, but you don't have to be nervous. You did an excellent job, and you know I'm always proud of you when you do it. Because this is the second time I put you on the spot. What you did, you handled yourself well. You know, I know she was. She's like, God, love, come on now.
She's a queen. She's a queen. She got to get used to being put on the spot.
She's gonna be,
you're right.
Count.
I mean, one-on-one, I'm good. I was just like, you know, I'm going to work on it. So this will be my last time praying because I'm going to work on it, okay?
Come on, you're our honorary evangelist tonight.
Well, I do want to talk about what we spoke about real quick. And last night was basically about hope. And just to give you a quick synopsis, basically our life is, you know, our life is what it is, but Satan is the conductor. So when we're getting on the elevator and Satan is asking us, are we going up or are we going down, we decide which way we're going to decide to go. So that's like a quick synopsis. So always choose to go up. And if there's
that's
hope, don't
that's
lose your hope.
Up, man. Don't ever lose hope. And because we are the testimonies from Emma to all of the ladies that's on here, we are the testimonies of survivors and testimonies of people that have gone through it and gone through the storm, and we're still here, you know. I've gone through the fire, and I've been through the flood. I've been broken into pieces, seen lightning flashing from above. But through it all, I remember that he loves me and he cares. And he'll never put more on me than I can care. So he'll never put too much on you. You understand? Yes, hallelujah. Let's say you all live. She plays a movie.
Love you, queen. Love you, queen.
Love you. Love you, man. Love you.
Love
you, man. We out of here. That's what it is. Lush Radio online. Street Queens the Movement, and we're out of here. Peace.
Peace.
Another minute, not an hour, another day, but at this moment with my arms outstretched, I need you to make a way, as you have done so many times before. Through a window or an open door, I stretch my hands to thee, come rescue me. I need you right away. I need you now. I need you now. I need you now. I need you now. Not an hour of another day, but Lord, I need you right away. If I never needed you before, to show up and restore all of the faith that I left while I was young.